You were holding that chof off Omer Aleph on the bottom. Again, the last Gemara we had was Machlokes that the Mishnah said Rabbi Shimon was Machshir. Rabbi Shimon is Machshir the Kemitza if he did not put it in the Klisharis. Shalai be Klisharis Posov Rabbi Shimon Machshir. That was the Mishnah. So this the Gemara said that the first shot in Rabbi Shimon was that the Posik says Kodesh Kadoshimi Kechatas Sukoshim that a Minchah is like a Chatas and like an Oshim. Means if you want to use your hands, you have to use your right hand. You do not have to put it into a Kli. You could only use Biyad. If you want to use a Kli, you have to use a Kli Sharvus. Then you can use your left hand. Rabbi Yani said no, that Kivit should come, so as long as you took it out from the Kli Sharvus, you let it burn it. You don't need your right hand anymore. And Rabbi Nachman Bayitzel was the one that said that Hakil Mud, everybody agrees, the Kaimitz Shetoin Kiddush. He argued no. Rabbi Nachman Bayitzel said everybody agrees that the Kemit itself you have to put into a Kli Sharvus first. And the Machlokes is, after you put it into the Kli Sharvus, you would take it out, and now with your hands, put it on the Mizbeach, is that good? So on this, on Rav Nachman, we asked the question that it said, Ha Hector Chalovim V'Yevorim V'Eitzim Shehelon Bein Biyad Bein B'Kli Bein B'Min Bein B'Smok Sherim. And it's clearly then Ha Koymetz V'Akteres V'Alavoyne Shehelon Bein Biyad Bein B'Kli Bein B'Min B'Smok Sherim. So Chorot Yufto Ad Rav Yehuda Pared Rav Chia Chorot Zekash on him. So it says clearly here that the Keteris could be brought up with your hand, even with your left hand. So it sounds like Rabbi Yehuda read Rabbi Chia, he was the first man Yom that said that the Pshat from Shimon was learned it out from the Pesuk of Kodesh Kadoshim, Kechata Sukoshim, that if you want, you could do it with your hands. You do not have to make a Kiddush and a Kli Sharvus with the Kaimitz, but Al Kaporim and Hasta Badav could be with your right hand. And the other Baraita says, no, it could even be done with your left hand. So Chorot Zekash on Rabbi Yehuda read Rabbi Chia. So Mora says, no. Omelach Rabbi Yehuda, Bered Rabbi Chia, Litzdodim Keton. Maybe this Braisa means Litzdodim, each one separately. And it means like this. Biyad Biyamin. If you want to be able with your hands, put the Kemitza in your hands and take it straight onto the Mizbeach. And you do not want to put it first into the Kli Sharvus and Echonami. It has to be with your right hand though. Biyad Biyamin. The Kli, if you want to though, put the Kemitza inside the Kli Sharvus to be Mekadosh it first. Then Bein Biyamin, Bein Mismil. So Kolpon, it's not a kasha, it's not a tiyufta, and Rabbi Yehuda, Bered Rabbi Chia. But Kolpon, these are the three shittas we have. What's pshat in Rabbi Shimon? That he says that, Shaloi b'kli sharis, it's kasha. Is the pshat, if you want, you could use your right hand, but the bedavka has to be your right hand. Or else Rabbi Yane says, no, since the kemitza was from a kli sharis, that's enough. You do not even have to use your right hand. Or else Rabbi Nachman Rabbi Yitzchak, he was the one that said, everybody holds that the kemitza has to go into a Kli Sharvus, you have to make a Kiddush into a Kli Sharvus. Machlokes it says, after you put it into a Kli Sharvus, now when you take it out, could you just burn it the way it is, or do you have to throw it from the Kli Sharvus onto the Mizbeach? So it's three ways to learn Pshat, where Rabbi Shimon says, Shlom the Kli Sharvus is kosher. Now the Gemara said, that's what we're holding about, two dots here, around 10 lines up from the bottom. Tor Shema coming here. It says, Kom Tzu Shaloi Mikli Sharvus. If you made a kemitza from a mincha that was not on the kli sharis, come to shalai mikli sharis, v'kitshu shalai mikli sharis, and then you put it into a kli that was not a kli sharis, v'helu v'ektiru, you brought it up and you burnt it on the mizbeach, shalai mikli sharis posel, you did all these things, then the mincha is posel, you never had a kiddush, it's posel. Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon, Machshirin, b'matan kli, they say no, it's kosher, b'matan kli. So mashm, as long as it's put into a kli, it's enough, even though it's not a kli sharis, even though it never had a kiddush in a kli sharis. So it's not like, it is not like Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, "Akol moedim b'kayim et shatoyin kiddush." So Rav says, no, according to Rav Nachman, you have to be gerus over here, eimo mimaten kli v'yelech. That from the matan kli v'yelech. Then achnami, it first had to be put into a kli, it had to first been into a kli sharis. Rashi says, "Haylocha v'yaktoru loy bein kli sharis, but avad lechetchila the mincha had to be in kli sharis, the kmitza had to be from kli sharis." Toshma coming here. It says, "V'chomam nechom say koymetz toyin kli sharis, that the kmitza has to be put into kli sharis." Keitza wasn't meant to say koymtsoy mi kli sharis. You have to make the kmitza from kli sharis. It means first the mincha has to be in kli sharis, and from that you take your kmitza. And then you have to put the kmitz into another klisharis, the mekadesh the kmitz by itself. And then you go and carry it up towards the mizbech in the klisharis, and you throw it from a klisharis onto the mizbech. That's the chachamim. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, kiven shekomtzu miklisharis. As long as the kmitz was from a klisharis, malo maktiroi shleim a klisharis. That it's enough now to take it up and to burn it, even though it's not in the klisharis anymore. For daya, that's enough. So the chud is a kash on Rav Nachman. That Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak said before, Akol Moedim Mekoyim Chitoyin Kiddush. That after you make the kmitz, you have to put it into a klisharis. You have to be mekadeshit. And here it says clearly, you do not have to be mekadeshit. So Mar says, Eimer rather say like this, Kivin Shekomtsoi V'kitra B'klisharis. Since you made the kmitz from a klisharis, and then you also were mekadeshit, you put it into a klisharis. Malo makpiru v'dayim. It's enough now to bring it up and to burn it. That's enough. But in Echonami, it also has to be put into a klisharis. Maybe that's from Shimon Shita. So it's not a kashan of Nachman. Toshma coming here. It says, Komat b'yaminoi. You made a kmitz with your right hand the way you're supposed to. But then v'nosam b'smoloi. The kohen put into his left hand. And Rashi says, b'loi kli, without a kli, wasn't in a kli right now. Is yasli yaminoi. He's let it go, bring it back into his right hand. Bismoiloi, when the kmitza was in his left hand, and now on the mabez, and now the chishev oleho, and now the kohen has in mind to have a machshavas pigul, a machshavas psul. He has in mind now while the kmitza is in his left hand, bein chuslam koimu, he has in mind to burn it in the wrong place. Bein chuslas manu, he has in mind now to burn it the wrong time. Is possible via mekoros. It's only Chala Nisa, but it's not Chal Koros. And the Shita explains the reason why it's possible over here, not because the Machshava, since the Kmitz is in the left hand, you can't have a Machshava to passel it, but the reason why it's possible is because the Avoida was done this mail, since it's in your left hand, that makes it psul. And now the Girsa should be, what's going to be if the Kmitz was in his right hand, and now Chishav Aleh Chutzlam Koimai is possible. V'yein b'koros, if he only had a mind to do something in the wrong place, that's always possible, makes up soul, but there's no chiyuv koros to eat from it. But let's say he had a mind now, chutz l'zmanoi, he had a mind now to burn it the wrong time, so then pigol v'chiyuv malav koros. It would be chal pigol, since the kmitz is in his right hand, he could have a machshavas of pigol. Divrei Rebbe Elezer, these are the words of Rebbe Elezer. Divrei Rebbe Elezer, Rebbe Shimon. These are the words of Rebbe Elezer and Rebbe Shimon. Yeah, these are the words of Rebbe Elezer and Rabbi Shimon. V'chom say don't know that kivon shenosnu l'smoil, as soon as you put it into your left hand, paslosoi, that makes a psul, that you cannot put it back anymore into your right hand. In other words, according to Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shimon, even though the kohen put the kmitz into his left hand, if he'll put it right back into his right hand, it'll be kosher. But according to Chom, they say no, is once you put the kmitzer into your left hand, that possible that even though you'll put it back later into your right hand, even without any machshava, still will be possible. So my time, what's the reason of chomim? Mishum debo yi kedusha v'kli. Because locher is once you make the kmitzer, you're supposed to take this kmitzer and put it inside a klisharis. Just like the dam. When you make a kabbalah sadam, the dam has to come out of the neck straight into a klisharis and eat the klisharis. And over here, the chivrin shenostal is smoil, since you took this kmitza before you put it into the klisharis, you put it into your left hand, it's nas, it's considered as if kidam, just like by a kabbalah sadam of a korban, shenishpach mitzav v'heim ala ritzpa, that the dam fell straight out of the neck of the animal onto the floor before it went into a klisharis, and v'yos, when the first lady gathered together off the floor, that the adlocher is sheposel, that it's posel. Because since the dam needs a kiddush, it has to go straight from the kabbalah means, has to go straight from the neck into a klisharis to receive its kedusha. But if it falls on the floor first, it's possible. It's the same thing by this kmitzer also. Since the Koran Trachonim, after you make the kmitzer, you take the handful, you have to put it straight into a klisharis. So if you put it someplace else first, that will make a psul. So that's Pshan Trachonim. But I call upon a mechlau, it's a proof from over here, the Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon, loy boy man kli, that they hold no, once you make a kmitza, you do not put off, have to put it into a klisharis. That's why even though you put it into your left hand first, you let it go, put it back into your right hand. It's a lechura to yufta, the Rav Nachman to yufta. This will be a kasha against Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman says, according to everybody, you have to make a kiddush on the kmitza. So to yufta Rav Nachman to yufta. The mirror to kasha against Rav Nachman. Now Rav Yehuda bred Rav Chiya Messiah. It's a proof to Rav Yehuda bred Rav Chiya that if you want to do the avoid the biyad, you do not have to have a klisharis, but our korponim has to be done by a min with your right hand. It only holds if you put it into your left hand, you can put it back there into your right hand. But if you do the whole avoidah with your left hand, then it was possible to write Rav Yehuda bred Rav Chiya. So the chur, if so, the Rav Yanai laimateva to yuft, the chur tzakash and Rav Yanai. And Rav Yanai before was the one that said you could even use your left hand. And here it's a marshman, no, according to Rav Shimon, if you do the whole thing with your left hand, it would be possible. Is Amalach Rav Yanai ano diyamri ketana tehiktar polavut stotin ketani. Rav Yanai would say, Nechnami, from this price attack, it's mashma that if you do the whole avodah with your left hand, it'll be possible. But he yells at the other Tana, the Tana before that was mashma, you could do it, bain b'yamin, bain b'smail, bain b'yad, bain b'kli, and it does not fail its stodim, it's mashma one klal, and according to Rav Shimon, it's kosher, no matter how you'd bring the mincha. So therefore, it's not a tiyufta against Rav Yanai, but I'll call upon him against Rav Nachman, it is a tiyufta. Here it's mashma clearly, that according to Rabbi Shimon, you do not need a kiddush. The mincha, the kmitza, does not have to have a kiddush into a klisharis. Now the Gemara goes to explain the second part of the Mishnah that says, "Hiktar koimtza pamayim kshera." If you burn the kmitza twice, it's kshera. Twice means you take this one kmitza and you divide it up in half, and you burn half of it at a time. So in other words, each maisa is still considered a maisa aktara. So I'm Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Pamayim v'loy pamei pamayim. You could only burn it in two shots, but not, let's say, in three or four shots. Rav Yechonon nama no, pamayim v'filu pamei pamayim, even three or four shots also, it's enough. My b'nai, what's the machlekes? Amr Rav Zera. That the machlekes is, yesh koimitz, pochos mishnei zesim, v'yesh haktoro, p'chusa mekezayis tiki v'nayu. The nafkamina is a shach, like every kemitza has to have at least two kezayisim. And also, that every haktorah has to be at least a kezayis. Less than a kezayis is not called haktorah. That's a machlokes. And it's like this: Rabbi Shua ben Levi savar ein kaimitz pachos mishnei zaysim. A kmitza cannot be less than two zaysim. And also, the ein haktorah pchusim a kezayis. A ma'isa haktorah of burning has to be at least you're burning a kezayis. Less than a kezayis is not called a ma'isa haktorah. So the mitzvah of the kaimitz is you have to burn the kmitza. Now the kmitza has at least two kezayisim inside it. Therefore, if you divide it in half and burn each one separately, you're burning the size of a kezayis. Therefore, it's called a good haktara. Therefore, you'd be yotza. So that's Shana Mishnah that hektar kumtza pamayim is kshera, but only in two shots, not in more than that. Then you'll have less than a kezayis by each burning, and it's not called a ma'is haktara according to Shimon Levi. However, Reb Yechonon Sofer know that yesh kaimitz. He holds that a kmitz itself could be made from less than two zaysim. If so, when a Mishnah says you could do it half at a time, it must be that v'yesh haktorah p'chusa mikazayis, it's shayach to have a ma'isa haktorah even though you don't have a kazayis. Because if the whole kmitz is less than two, and it's divided in half, so each half has less than one, and so it says you could burn each one separately. So if you have Yerchin Shittur is, you could have a ma'isa haktorah even though it's less than a kazayis. So once it's called the haktorah, less than a kezayis, you can make it into three or four or five shots if you want. No matter how much you burn at a time, it's called the ma'is haktorah. And if at the end it comes out, you burn the whole kemitza, you'd be yotza. Itma, we learned like this, that kaimetz miyemus saimati shirayim bachila. When you make a kemitza from the mincha, and then you burn the kemitza, that's what's mata, that now the kohen's allowed to eat the leftover, the shirayim of the mincha. Now, when exactly is the chal the heter to eat the shirayim? So, Rabbi Chanina Oimer, Misha Moshlo Bayesor. As long as the fire grabbed the hold of the mincha, it just started to burn the mincha, then it started to burn the kmitza, that's matter right now to eat the shirayim. Rabbi Yechonon says, Misha Tatzitz Bayesor Berubay. No, it's not enough just that the fire starts to burn the kmitza, but it has to be that the fire grabbed the hold of Roiv of the kmitz already. When Roiv of the kmitz is on fire, is starting to be burnt, that's when the shrine is muta bachila. That's the smachloikis from Bechanina and Rabbi Yechonon. O Malei, Rabbi Yehuda, L'Rabba Bar Rabbi Yitzchok,
Asaplochotayim with Rabbi Yochanan. Let me come and explain you the reasoning of Rabbi Yochanan. That Al Makor, the Pasuk says, Vine Ola Kito Ores Kito Akivshan, that the fire went up like the burning of a furnace. Now, Ein Kivshan Malakita, when does the furnace give off its smoke? Until rove of the things inside is caught on fire. So that's called Akhtara. So the Torah says to burn something, it means that rove of it has to be on fire. That's called Akhtara. Then the Shiraim of the Minchis Mutavachila. Oh, Malay Rovin. Ba Ravad al Rovo. Amri Tamidcho. That your Tamidim say over. In the name of Rav Amram, that Omer of Amram Ram said, Tani, we learn like this, Ein li yela dvorm shenak in the kor balaylo, what are things that are allowed to be burnt on the Mizbeach the whole night? Things that are usually burnt the whole night time. What is that? Going like a vorim, the meats of a korban oylo, o pedorim, and the fats of a korban, shemalanu maktirim boi hashemesh, that you let it first put it up on top of the Mizbeach, even after Shkia, even after the sun went down, o mesachlum loch and kolon layla kula, let it be burnt on the Mizbeach the whole night time. There's no psul shki over here. What about dvorim shadak in the kor b'yom? What about things that are usually burnt by daytime? Kegoyin hakoymitz, the kemitz of a mincha, v'halavoyna v'hakteris, or else a minchas kanim, that the whole thing is burnt. O minchas koy meshuach l'koyin godol, o minchas nesachim, a minchas brought because of the korban, that all these things are burnt. Shemalanu maktiren mivoy hashemesh, that also you let it bring it up and burn it after Shkia. So more is the question, why? V'amati just got finished saying, Dak and Korah Bayim, these things are usually brought by daytime. So what do you say after Shkia for? El or rather means like this, Imbo HaShemesh, means that you have to put it on the Mizbeach before Shkia. Koidim Bias HaShemesh. Shemesh Achlam Lachum Kol HaLayla, that once it's on the Mizbeach already from before Shkia, it's let it stay on the Mizbeach and burn on it the whole night time. Minayin, how do I know this? Talmudim, the Pasuk says, Zois Teres Oilo. This is the halachas of being Oilo, putting things on Mizbeach. Riboy, it's a Riboy to say that as long as it was put on before Shkia, it's let it stay there and being burnt the whole night. Ay, voim, bo HaShemesh, lo mishkachas lo shetat titzol b'ruboy. But look, if you're telling me now that you put it up right before Shkia, if so, it doesn't come out that it was caught fire b'ruboy. And Rashi says the question is that in Boshemesh Tomis Kachas Yitzia Sob Ruboy Koidim Shkia Sachama, it's not going to be that rape of the Kemitza was burnt before Shkia. And Viloi Choshev Aktora Chetote Sob Ruboy, if it's not considered a Maisa Aktora until Rabiv is being burnt, if so, if Sulhu Veshkia Sachama, then the Mincha should become possible by Shkia, because by Shkia there was no Heta if you teed it. So Chur should be possible. Sakhnir says it's kosher. So my answer is like kosher is no stira. Kan likloit, kan lahatir. Likloit, Rashi says, shetei mizbeach koltoi, shlo yifso blino, heve misha moshlo bayor. He also agrees that once it was put on the mizbeach, as long as the fire just started on it, that's enough to say the mizbeach is koilet. That once it's on the mizbeach, it can stay there. It does not absolute lino. But that I was saying that the shirayim is only muta after the fire caught on to right of it, that means kan lahatir. That the heta tibichal, when you let it eat from the shirayim, that's only after rove of it was caught on fire. So therefore there's no stira. Likloit means that it should be called a maisak Torah, that it was on the mizbech before shkia. That is no psulina. That chal right away, as soon as the fire grabs a hold of it, that's called likloit. There's no psul. Rebbe Lezer Master, Rebbe Lezer learns like this. Rebbe Lezer Master Lo, Mevoi HaShemesh. It's talking about even if you put it on after the Shkia. So the question is why? Are you telling me now that the Kemitza has to be put on Mevoi Joim? Or Mukum Lo B'Poikin. It's talking about true. Avada the Kemitza was put on the Mizbeach before Shkia, by daytime. But just that it fell off. It came off the Mizbeach. So Lachar is, even though it came off, you let it put it back, no nighttime. That's what it says it could be burnt the whole night, means in the case where it came off the Mizbeach after it was already put on. So since it was on already, you let it put it back on again. So more is the question, the true Rabbi Yani, I say like this, Rabbi Yani says, if the terrorist has put on the Mizbeach, if it fell off the Mizbeach, even one kernel of it, Rashi says, Shleimim v'chashuvim shebo, even one piece of it, ein machzirin, so you do not return it. So go according to Rabbi Yanni, so you do not return it. V'toni Rabbi Chanina ba'min yumi, b'divei Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, he learned that really what's pshat in Rabbi Yanni, pshat like this, the Pasuk says, she'toy kol eish, e'soy la'ala mezbeach, that the fire is burning the korban oilo. So we darshin ikulei oilo atomaziroi, something that's being burned from the korban oilo, like the meat or the fat, if it falls off to mezbeach, you're supposed to put it back on again. But v'yatomachzir ikulei keteris, but if the keteris came off to mezbeach, there's no mitzvah to put it back on again. So Solachur here in the Brisa says keteris also. So after you say it's talking about toikin, if it comes off, Rav Yanni says when it comes off, you don't put it back on again. Gemara says true, sami mikan keteris. Take out from this Brisa keteris. It's not talking about keteris, it's talking about the other things. It's talking about the kaimitz and the levoina, not the keteris. And the kaimitz and the levoina, by those things, if they come off to mizbeach, there's a mitzvah to put it back on again. Omer Abasi Basi says, ki parshat Reb Elazar mesechta, when Reb Elazar was learning this mesechta menochis, when he used to learn this mesechta, boy hoch, he has to shout like this, koimet sheshidroi, the sidr olave samarocha, that you made your kmitza, you put it down on the mizbeach, and then on top of the kmitza, you put the marocha, you put the wood, mao, and then you burn it. Is that called the mais haktara? Derech haktara bekach, oyen derech haktara bekach, teiku, that's a good shiloh. Because usually the Maitzakhtar is that first you have the wood on bottom, you light it on fire, and then you put the kmitza, you burn it on top of it. But here that you put the kmitza down first, and then you make a siddur of the woods on top of it, that's a teku, and that's called the Maitzakhtar. Boy Yechizki, Yechizki has a shout like this. Eivorim shesidron v'sidron arleim esamarocha. You get the same shalah by a korban. You have the pieces of meat of the korban oilu that you put down on the mizbeach, and on top of that, you put the wood. Mahu. Alo eitzim omer rachmona davko. The Torah said you have to put the meat on top of the wood. Doesn't mean bedavka on top of the wood. And here it's underneath the wood. It's no good. Alo eitzim oidum maybe no kiv in the cost of kurach rini. Asher tochol eish yasoylo ala mizbeach. As long as the fire burns the korban oilo on the mizbeach, it's enough. I boy yochid ovid. Either way you do is good. Whether you put the meat on top or you put the meat on the bottom, both ways is kosher. So Moses says, take it, that's a good shayla. It's a good shayla by when you burn the karbonis, is that also considered a maisak Torah or not? Maybe you bedavka have to have it on top of the wood, or maybe no, either way is good. Boy Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha has a shayla like this. What's going to be a voren shesidron? Betzite hamarocha. Yitzchak had the wood there first. But now you did not put the pieces of meat to be burnt on top of the wood, but you put it on side of the wood, and it got burnt that way. Mahu. Ali b'deman b'yama al mamish lo tibolot. If you open it, says the word alo eish. Alo eitzim, it means mamish al on top of it, and there's no shalav. Out here, it's no good. The alo eitzim, it also says it has to be burnt alo eitzim. So out here, it's no good. It has to be bedavka on top of the wood, and not on the side of the wood. But ki tibolot, where is my shalav? Ali b'deman b'yama al b'samach. That al only means it's enough to be next to it. My, what's the lock over here? Hochinami, al besamach, is it enough to have the pieces of meat burning just on the side of the marocha? Is that also called aloeitz? I don't maybe know. Aloeitzim dumi dal hamizbeach. Here when the pasuk says you have to burn it, aloeitzim, it also means dumi that says al hamizbeach. Mahosim, just like al hamizbeach means al mamish, it has to mamish be on top of the mizbeach. Is half hochinami here also, al mamish, maybe bedavka has to be mamish on top of the eitzim, and it's not enough to say it's on the side of the eitzim. So melateko, here will be a shayla, if you burn the korban on the side of the eitzim, is it kosher or not? Is that called a maisak tor or not? That's a teko. It's a sofik, we're not pushing it.
Here now the Mishnah says, ha-koymet miyutoy makeves ruboi, the kmitza, you have to have a complete kmitza. If you miss even a kol shuav, it becomes pasul. Pasuk says, Mola kumtza, you have to have the whole thing. In other words, after you make the kmitza, you have to have the whole kmitza to burn it. So miyuta, even a drop of it, is makiv the rest of the kmitza, the rive of the kmitza. Same thing, ho yisorin, not that you have to have an yisorin worth of flour. In a mincha, is miyuta makiv es rubai. If you're missing a drop of it, any mincha that needs an yisorin, if you have less than an yisorin of flour, the mincha is pasul. The same thing, hayayin, miyuta makiv es rubai. When you have to have a shear of yarn from the Sochim, then the Sochim comes with a korban, you need a chatz hehin lepar, or a shlishis lael, or revius hehin lekevis. You have to have exactly this amount, and miyut, if you're missing a drop of it, it's makavis esrubay. It comes out, you're not yotza, you don't have the Nesochim. The same thing, Hashemen, when you have to use Shemen, but comes for the they put a Shemen into the Menachis, that the shear of Chatzehin Lepar, Shlishasehin Lailo, Riasehin Lekevis. And the same thing by Shemen of a Minchas Nadova, that the shear is a lug for Nisaran. Is Miyuta Miyakav Esrubay. If you're missing a drop of that Shemen, it passels the rest of the Shemen. And Hasoilis vi Hashemen Makvin Zezeh. Every Mincha has to have both the Minocha that needed Li Shemen. You need both. The Soilis, the flower, and the Shemen is Makvin Zezeh. If you have one without the other, it's no good. And Hakaymet Zva Lavoina, a Mincha that needs Lavoina also, is Makvin Zezeh. If you bring the Mincha without the Lavoina, it's possible. When a Mincha that needs Lavoina, you have to have both of them. The Gemara says, my time, what's the reason you have to have a whole kmitza? On Makra, the Pasuk says, Molei Kumsai trays him, it says it two times, it's likuvai, that you cannot have less than a complete kmitza. Isarun, how do you know you have to have exactly that amount of flour? Miyutai, miyakev es rubai, my time, what's the reason why by Isarun, by the amount of flour, if you're missing a drop, it's makev the rubai? On Makra, the Pasuk says, misolta, from its flour, meaning shimchos, rakol shub sulo. If any little bit of the flour is missing, the mincha is possible. Hayayin, the Mishnah says, is also mutimakvas rubai. Why kocha? It says in the pasuk kocha is also mashmali kuvai. You have to have this amount of yayin, anything less is possible. Hashemin, mutimakvas rubai. How do we know this? The minchas nesochim kocha. Why minchas nesochim? It says also the word kocha. You have to have this amount of shemen. And a minchas nedova, regular minchas nedova, that you have to have a lug for every sarin. On the Kor, the Pasuk says, "Umishamno shem chosar kol shubsula." If you're missing any part of the shemen, it becomes possible. Hashemen v'yasos makvin zeh zehrino mincha has to have both of them. The Pasuk says, "Misolto mishamno megirsho mishamno." That you have to have both. You have to have the silos and you have to have the flour. Hakaymis halavoyin makvin zeh zeh. The Pasuk says, "Al kol halavoyinosoi v'yas kol halavoyino." Hashem ala mincha says it twice. The halavoyino. Therefore, if you're missing the Levina, it's also possible. Levina is also Likuva. Now the Mishnah says, Shnei Sirei Yom HaKippurim Makvin Zeh Zeh. On your kippah, you have to have two Sirim, Echad LaShem, Echad LaZozel. It's Makvin Zeh Zeh. You have to have both of them. Shnei Kivsei Atzeres is also Makvin Zeh Zeh. On Shavuos, you have to bring two Kvosim, two carbon Sibas of Shlomim. It's Makvin. You can't have one without the other. Shtei Chalos Makvin Zeh Zeh. By Shvu is that we bring the Shtei HaLechem, you have to have two. Shnei Tadorah Makvin Zeh Zeh. Every Shabbos you have the two Storm on the Shulchan, you have to have both Storm, six and six. Shnei Bezicha Makvin Zeh Zeh. That on every Shabbos you have to put two Bezicha, two cups full of Levoin on top of each side of the Shulchan, that's Makiv. HaTadorim V'yabazichin Makvin Zeh Zeh. The same Lechem up, the Lechem upon him, you have to have both, you have to have the Chalis, and you have to have the Levina there, the Bezichin. Shnei Minim Sheben Ozir, that the Nozir brings his carbon. You have to have two types of Lechem. A person says, Chalais Matas or Kika Matas. It's Makiv. Shloisha Sheba Pora. By a Pora Dumit, you have to have the eighth era of Yezo, which means Shalas, those things are Likuva. And Abor Sheba Toida, when you bring a carbon Toida, you have to have four different types of Lechems you have to have. Chalais Matas or Kika Matas or Selus Mavechas. All four are likuva. Abor sheba luluv. The four meaning we have in the luluv, the luluv, the yesper, the hadas, narov, are also makvin zeh zeh. Abor sheba mitzayra. This mitzayra also has to have four things. You have to have the eighth eras, ezoiv, shnisalas, and siperm. You have to have two birds. The loch written all these things, makvin zeh zeh. If you have one, you're missing one. You're not making the mitzvah. You have to have all of them. Sheva hazoi sheva poro makvin zeh zeh. That by the Parah Adum, when the Pasuk says, V'hizah noka tnei oil moed, a sheva pomim, it's makiv. If you don't do it seven times, you're not mekayim this mitzvah. Sheva hazoya shebein abadim, by Yom Kippurim, that you have to make, ulefnei akapurim, yad sheva pomim, the Pasuk says, also it's likuva. V'shal haparoiches, v'shal mezbech hazov,
That's by the power and the Surah Yom Kippurim. It says to make seven Azois by the Al-Prechis Al-Mazdech Azov. That's also Likuva. Is Makfe Zuazu. All these types of Zerika that he's supposed to do, if you're missing any one of them, you're not Mekayim, whether it's from the seven or whether it's from the four Azois that are done on the Mizbeach Hazov, it's Makfeis Zuazu. Now the Gemara explains, Shnei Sira Yom HaKippurim Makfe Zer Zeharino on Yom Kippur, you have to have the two Sirim. Chuka, says the word Chuka there, that's Likuva. Shnei Kvosim, Shnei Kipsi Atzeres, Makfe Zer Zeharino, how do we know that? Havaya, it says the word Havaya, Tia. So that's also Lashon of Likuva. Tia Rashad Havikuva. Shtei Chalas, Hanayat Shtei Lechem. Havaya, it also says the word Tia. That's called Likuva, it must be. Alright, turn over, we'll continue on the other side.